11th, 2012. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I am coming to you from my office in the suburbs of Chicago, the Midwest metropolis of political corruption. Thanks for joining me today in RBN Studio B. To see the guest lineup for Studios A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. RBN is conducting a pledge drive. If you wish to contribute, you may do so at the RBN website. Again, that is republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit Spingola.com to see the guest lineup for this program, along with relevant links. During the program, please email your questions or comments to Spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is Deanna@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spingola.com, or by going to Spingola.chitango.com. Our guest this first hour is Dr. Walter M. Brosh. He is the author of numerous books. His latest book is Before the First Snow, Stories from the Revolution. It evaluates the counterculture of America from 1964 to January 15, 1991, the eve of the Persian Gulf War. You may get that book at GreelyNStone.com. Greeley is G-R-E-E-L-E-Y and stone.com. All righty. Welcome to the program, Dr. Brosh.
Hey, thank you very much.
We talked, it's been a few months back, about fracking. And I first seen your article about this this practice at the People's Voice, which is thepeoplesvoice.org. And found it very interesting, and we hear a lot in the mainstream media about how fracking has got so many benefits, and there's absolutely no problems or no negatives about it, and that it will create all of these jobs, and it should go forward. But you have a different take on this.
Yes, I do. I've been researching it for quite a long time now, and in fact, my book called Fracking Pennsylvania is hopefully going to be out about a month from now. And it looks at the environment, the public health issues, and the political corruption issues. And I tried to go into it with a fairly open mind. I mean, I had some opinions. But I figured, let's see where the facts are and let them lead me into the direction. And time after time, everybody that I talk to, fracking is not that good. Now, the concept is okay. It's brilliant engineering and how they created it, but the results have not been very good at all. And a lot of that is because of perhaps an I don't care attitude by a lot of the people in the industry where, you know, let's get down, let's get the gas, and let's get out of here. So there are huge environmental problems, or huge problems with public health, and there's also a whole lot of problems with the fact that, at least in Pennsylvania, and I'm sure in other states, at least some of the work that I've researched, an awful lot of the people that support fracking who are in the state legislatures have taken huge amounts of money from the natural gas industry, and a lot of the state laws basically were written by the industry itself, by lobbyists.
Why are we not surprised? Okay, we do need to go to a real quick 3-minute break. We will be right back, and your book sounds very fascinating.
Thank you.
Be right back in 3 minutes.
Concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual allicin of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allicin only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allicin C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allicin C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this first hour is Dr. Walter M. Brasch. That's B-R-A-S-C-H, and his websites are walterbrasch.com and walterbrasch.blogspot.com, and your book is going to be coming out in a month, and it's called Fracking Pennsylvania. Where might our listeners buy that book?
Okay, the book is starting to come out as an e-book on Kindle and Nook. I don't know what they're doing with that yet, but I know it's an e-book, a digital book. And then about 3 months later, it'll be out as a paperback edition, perfect bound paperback for the bookstores and so forth. So because of the nature of the topic, the publisher wanted to get it out as soon as possible. So I've been writing like crazy, and we're still doing fine-tuning on it at this point, but about a month, people should be able to buy it at Kindle or on a Nook or download it from the publisher's website and purchase it direct in just about any kind of format that you want that's digital. And 3 months later, hopefully 3 months, it'll be paperback.
Great. Well, I think, you know, you don't have to have a Kindle, an actual Kindle. You can download Kindle for your PC and
exactly.
Read the book right on your computer, which is, I think, very good.
Yeah, and hopefully, I think they're also converting it for Mac. But again, those are the technical things that I don't worry about because I got enough problems myself on other things.
Sure. Well, it's good that we have somebody to take care of those technicalities, right?
I'll tell you what, the people I'm working with the publishing company, these people are brilliant. They're good designers. I got a couple of really good editors that worked on it who are environmentalists who are also graduate librarians, surprisingly. And so they're very good with detail, and they kept me in line, you know, like, are you absolutely sure about this? And here's some more information you may want to consider. So, I mean, it's been a really good experience getting this together.
Great. All righty. So tell us what fracking is. You know, give us a little bit of a background. And of course, you mentioned that it was the industry that was writing the legislation for the politicians there in Pennsylvania. And I think that when a businessman looks at the world in general, all he sees is money. When an environmentalist looks at the world, they see that the necessity for taking care and having a good relationship with everything else in our environment. It's just like a surgeon. When a surgeon sees a patient, all he thinks about is what they can cut out. So anyway, I'll quit talking.
That's a pretty good observation. The whole concept of fracking, and it's really a high problem as far as understanding it, so I try to break it down to make it rather simple. It's really a combination, we call it fracking, but it's really a combination of what's called horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing. And what that is in a conventional well, you drill straight down into the earth and you take your oil or your gas or whatever you want to take out from a vertical well. And we've all seen the vertical wells, you know, the oil in Texas, and in fact, in Pennsylvania is where the oil industry actually began. But the fracking issue, the horizontal drilling combined with the hydraulic fracturing, takes a well that goes down into the earth and then turns at a 90-degree angle from the vertical. And it may go down 9,000 feet and then turn for another mile. So you've got sort of a right angle. And what happens when it goes into that area, it disturbs the earth. It basically fractures the ground. And in order to do that, the industry has to use anywhere from 5 to 9 million gallons of water, plus what they call propping agents, which are silica sand or ceramic beads, and a whole lot of chemicals, generally about 100,000 gallons of chemicals that go into this toxic soup mixture. And about several dozen of the chemicals are toxic and radioactive. Anyhow, they put that all together, they force down into the earth. As it turns, it's going to fracture the ground, thus releasing the natural gas that's already in the shale. In northeast, in Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, and West Virginia, it's called the Marcellus Shale. In Texas, it's the Barnett Shale, and there's other shales that are drillable. And so it really destroys part of the earth. And what we're finding is there's a whole lot of earthquakes because you can't just, you know, break up parts of the earth and not have any, you know, hazard from it. So there's been a whole lot of studies showing a lot of earthquakes have been caused. Now, these are not like San Francisco earthquakes or earthquakes that destroy, you know, wide ranges such as you'd find, say, in California or other parts. These are smaller earthquakes, and some of them aren't detected on the surface, but they are earthquakes, and if you get enough of them, it can destroy parts of the earth and also affect the surface, and we've seen some of that happening in Texas. Not yet in Pennsylvania, but Texas and some other areas that have had some, and Ohio that have had these earthquakes. So basically, that's what hydraulic fracturing is. It's solely to get gas out of the earth.
Well, just the fact that you mentioned chemicals, toxic chemicals, is enough to make anybody want to question this practice to begin with. Because, of course, those chemicals are going to go into the groundwater and cause a lot of problems for the residents of the people in Pennsylvania and Ohio and West Virginia and other parts that are doing this. And isn't there other ways of getting the natural gas out?
Not that I know of. The problem is that these chemicals, as you point out, there was a House of Representatives report 4 or 5 years ago that said of the 750 chemicals that are used in these toxic soups, or that could be used, they don't use every one of them on every well, but 650 of them are considered to be toxic or radioactive, or more specifically, have cancerous properties that could cause cancer, carcinogens. And what's even more amazing is in most states, and in Pennsylvania, but in most states, the industry does not have to identify all of the chemicals that go into the mix. They can, let's pretend they use, say, 50 chemicals for this well. They may identify 45 of them, but not identify five, because those are called proprietary chemicals. That means that it's a secret that we're using this, and we don't want anybody else to know what we're using. So physicians are stuck. A patient comes in, has a problem. The physician goes to the industry. The industry says, well, we can't tell you. And most physicians don't immediately think of you know, fracking as being cause of cancers and so forth. They're getting much more adept at it, certainly in the various shales in Texas and Oklahoma and Pennsylvania. They're becoming more aware of that, but they go to the industry, and the industry doesn't have to tell them. Now, under some laws, they do have to tell them, but they have to sign a gag order. So the physician can find out that maybe that the patient may have been exposed to, let's say, radon 226, and that might be a cause of the lesions or other problems. But the physician, let's say he's a general practitioner, cannot then tell a specialist because he's gagged. He can't even tell the patient what it is that he found. He can't tell the public health department, which could say, well, there seems to be evidence of several people having these symptoms. I wonder where that came from. So the industry, and supported by the legislatures, have allowed physicians to be gagged, and the physicians aren't terribly thrilled about that.
Oh, my. And of course, the patient knows nothing about this at all. They're not aware of any gag orders. They're not aware of what caused their problem. And of course, the industry and the media in the area probably don't mention it at all.
They're starting to now. I had written one of the first articles about that gag order, and the public is getting a little bit more concerned. However, for the most part, the public is in conflict because the industry keeps saying, we're giving you more jobs. And the legislators are saying, wow, we're getting more jobs in a depressed economy. And because of that, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, I mean, fracking may not be good, but, you know, I got this fantastic job driving a water truck because of that. Or they're paying me money to lease my land. People that are renting houses or apartments are getting two or three times the amount because of this gas boom, that they're basically increasing their costs. Restaurants in the middle of the shale activity have been raising the prices. Now, people
wow.
that I hear some music.
Right. That means we're going to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this first hour is Dr. Walter Ambrosch, and he is coming out with a book called Fracking Pennsylvania. Be sure and look for that in about a month as a Kindle version. And the websites are walterbrosch.com and walterbrosch.blogspot.com. And you were talking about people who the prices that are being raised, what people are getting for rent. And now, are these people that come in to do this, are those temporary workers, or do they hire people from the community? How does that work?
Generally, it's been sold as this will increase employment in the local areas. But I know in Pennsylvania, if you look at most of the trucks, pickup trucks and cars that are around the well sites, they have Texas and Oklahoma license plates. And what we're seeing is not an increase of jobs as much as a transfer of jobs. For instance, let's say that you're driving a truck for the Jones Produce Company. Well, along comes Energy America. We're just making up some names here, and says, we'll give you a job. You could do the same thing, and we're going to pay you 1.5 times what you're making now, and you're going to get a lot of overtime because we're going to work you 60 hours a week, sometimes 70 hours. And so the truck driver says, fantastic. So now we have a person driving a truck for the energy company, and a lot of the other trucking companies are having trouble actually getting drivers now because they're all going toward the energy company. So we're not really increasing jobs. Now, a lot of the jobs, like I said, are coming from Oklahoma and Texas. The people that are actually already employed coming into the state, but because politicians love to say how many jobs they created, they're saying, we created X amount of jobs, when in reality they've just basically had more people coming into the state. And certainly if these workers are making more money than the average person, they are going to pay more because everybody's going to take advantage of it.
Sure.
And we've seen that in at least Pennsylvania, which is a very heavy energy dependent state. I mean, we saw it with the anthracite coal and the bituminous coal in this region, the oil development, the lumber development. These industries come into the state, they mine what they can, they take advantage of the workers, and then they raise the level a little bit in some areas economically, and then they leave. And in Pennsylvania, we have an awful lot of slag heaps on the mountains from coal, where they just stripped the coal and really didn't do a very good job of replacing the earth. So we're seeing an awful lot of energy. Pennsylvania, like I said, is where the first oil well was commercially drilled. It's also where the first domestic nuclear plant was built. So it's a very heavy industrial state, heavy in lumber for this region, because you don't think of lumber as coming from Pennsylvania, but it certainly did back 200 years ago. And so these industries come in, they mine the land, they take what they can, then they leave.
And leave a mess for the local communities to clean up, right?
Exactly. And, you know, what happens, let's say you're a landlord, and you've got, like, let's pretend, five apartments, and suddenly you decide to triple the rent because you figure these guys can afford it. So you triple the rent. At some point, these guys are going to leave. And now what you have is empty apartments. Other people have already gotten their housing somewhere. They've made alternate housing or lived somewhere else, and you're going to have some empty apartments for a while. And we're seeing it with all kinds of situations of people wanting immediate gratification. But that's really not going to be good for the long run. The immediate gratification says, we'll take, you know, let's take all the money we can and let's not worry about the health and the environment. Now, here's some interesting things about water. Because remember, you need 5 to 9 million gallons of water to do this thing.
Yeah, where are they getting that?
They're getting it from our rivers. Generally what's happening is last year, well, in the year up till August, the full year up until this past August, the energy companies have taken 66 billion gallons of water from the rivers. Now, you may think, well, that's not a whole lot because, you know, well, it's a billion gallons here or there. The problem is that the water goes into the earth. Half of it stays in the earth, picking up chemicals on the way down. So it's going to become contaminated over a period of years with other chemicals. The other half, at the moment, is then brought back to the surface and is called wastewater or brine, which is far more salty than seawater because they're picking up the chemicals from the earth. Plus, you got the chemicals that went in. Now it's coming out. Now they have to figure out where to put all this water. And that's one of the main problems. But let's take a look at what's happened with the reality of the drought in the Midwest. The energy companies were competing with farmers to get water. And so they were outbidding farmers to get water. You know, so do you want to drink your gas or do you want to, like, have some food to eat?
Right.
And that was getting to be a problem, is the premium prices.
Oh, my goodness. Sounds dreadful.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
All righty. Thank you. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com, or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288, or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Deanna, and our guest this first hour is Dr. Walter M. Brosh. His websites are walterbrosh.blogspot.com and walterbrosh.com. And you were talking about the farmers who have no lobby or money, and they cannot compete with the gas companies who write the legislation and then bribe the politicians to pass it.
Exactly. The numbers from this past summer when we had a huge drought, normally farmers will pay anywhere from $30 to $100 for what's called an acre foot of water for their land to grow their crops and feed their cattle. The energy industry so needs the water to drill that they were paying $1,000 to $2,000 for the same amount for an acre foot, and the farmers could not afford to pay $1,000 to $2,000 an acre foot. And so a lot of the crops died. And a lot of the cattle, they did not meet some very good ends. And that's been part of that problem, is that water is so important. So are we going to use it to get gas, or are we going to use it to sustain life? And that's been one of the problems. The other problem, of course, is, you know, the wastewater is toxic. And it has to be, something has to happen to it. And they use what's called injection wells. Is one of the ways to get rid of that wastewater. But, you know, between the time that you get the wastewater from, let's say, point A, and take it maybe 200-300 miles to point B and inject it back into the earth, trucks leak. And dirt on the trucks may have some of that wastewater. And we've had a number of cases where there's been traffic accidents, holes in trucks that have leaked, carrying the wastewater. So let's say they're carrying, let's pretend 5,000 gallons. And there's a small pinhole and it's leaking, let's say, 200 gallons of that wastewater. That's still toxic. Where is it going to leak at? And we have had accidents in order to get the wastewater from point A to point B. Plus, remember, the whole concept of water, you have to bring it in. And they're using trucks. So now you're getting, at some wells, almost 200 truck trips a day coming into the wells with fresh water. Now, that increases road usage, damage to the roads. An awful lot of cities out where I live are seeing a huge number of increases in truck traffic, such going through the downtowns that you've never seen before, blocking streets. Like I say, when you have 200 trucks a day coming into a well and then coming out of the well empty to get more water, that really takes up an awful lot of your roadway.
Oh my goodness, this is dreadful. And of course, we hear nothing about this on the mainstream media.
No,
not a thing. And this—it sounds to me like the oil and gas companies are destroying the whole state, or at least the portion of the state that they're drilling in.
Not if you listen to them, they aren't. They're helping us get low costs for natural gas. And people also remember I said that they like instant gratification; they're greedy. And so what's happening is that we're spending the lowest amount on natural gas now to heat our houses. And people love that idea, but it's not going to last because what happens in a year or 2 years, right now it's sort of like a lost leader for the companies. They're going to figure out that they've overproduced the natural gas, so naturally, just like the oil companies, they're going to cut back on their production, and the gas prices are going to rise. Idea of natural gas being a transition fuel to wind, solar, water energy goes over in some circles. And we're saying is that, well, it's cleaner than oil. It's cleaner than coal. But here's something that they aren't telling us. When we think about the greenhouse effect, if we look at carbon dioxide as like a base of one, they're using the number of carbon dioxide as one that contributes to the greenhouse effect. The methane in natural gas that is released has a factor of 77 times able to capture the heat, meaning it's good to run your house, but once it gets into the air, it helps accelerate the burn through of the ozone layer. So now we're having to worry about a 20-year effect rather than a 100-year effect because of the amount of methane going into the air.
Well, it just sounds like the politicians are out to lie and destroy, and yet they live in the state too. And certainly they know about this, and if they don't know about it, the citizens ought to hold them responsible for the damage that they're doing.
You know, the thing is that at least in Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania really is the epicenter of the drilling industry right now, that the governor had said that he wants to make Pennsylvania the top natural gas site in the entire country and make natural gas to Pennsylvania what oil is to Texas. Now, that might not be a bad idea if there was no problems, but the governor, Tom Corbett, He had this is probably just a coincidence, $1.8 million in campaign contributions from the natural gas industry when he ran for office. $1.8 million. The people who were writing the legislation, every one of them had five or six figure donations from the natural gas industry. So when you think about this, how honest are they when they say that natural gas is the future of our state or any state when they're taking money from the lobbyists and the lobbyists are writing the legislation? Sounds like business as usual to me.
Oh, yes. And, you know, this, with this election coming up, and you've written a bit about the election, and really, it's the same thing. These people are out for money, and that is what they, you know, whoever has the most money will get elected, and certainly they don't represent the citizens at all. They represent the corporations. And, of course, since the mainstream media is owned by the corporations, we're not going to hear any truth at all from that sector, from the politicians or from the media that they are complicit with. And meanwhile, you talk about the health of the people in the area. And certainly with the lack of farming, the farmers are struggling, the cattle are struggling, the animals are struggling. The environment is going to heck, and people's health is diminishing.
Exactly, and we're finding more and more cases of people having exposure who are living within 1,000 feet of a lot of these wells. Now, the industry says, well, they had the problem before we showed up. You know, all this methane in their water, that was a problem that they had before we showed up, but that's what we call a half-truth. Now, Pennsylvania has more wells per person than anywhere else in the country. We got a whole lot of private wells on our land. And when you think of Pennsylvania, you think of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, but most of the state is really rural. So people have a lot of wells. And there was methane in the earth. But before the companies showed up and basically started drilling, the methane was not released. And so when they say that the methane was always there, they're not quite true. It's like, yes, it was always there, but it wasn't released until you showed up.
Right.
Now, methane is not toxic in itself in water, even though you may see huge amounts of it. What the problem is that in the water, it is flammable, highly flammable, so that you can light, actually in some of these places, you can actually light the water. Explosions have occurred in wells, in faucets. And in fact, I've got some good pictures in the book coming up showing water coming out of your out of the tap in the kitchen, let's say, that is being lit. You know, you just can't light water. You can in the drilling industry. A lot of the water itself is undrinkable because there's chemicals that maybe have spilled into the ground, into the aquifer, that then get into the wells. You know, when the industry says, well, we did not contribute to the water being bad because the drilling did not do it, that's the half-truth, is that the problem is not the actual drilling, it's the actual wastewater that's come up that then has not been taken care of adequately, that's gotten into the ground, that's gotten back into the aquifers. And you could, people will show you, here's a jug of water that came from our tap, and you can see it's cloudy or yellow. And, you know, let's just pretend it's completely healthy. But do you want to drink cloudy, yellow water?
Right. And so people, the residents there are having to purchase water. This sounds like a disaster to me. And they're increasing the number of wells in your article at thepeoplesvoice.org, which will be linked in the archives at RBN. You say that there were 5,255 wells at the beginning of March of this year, and they're adding dozens each week, and they each well takes up, what, 9 acres?
Yeah, about 8 to 9 acres, or the drill pad, because that includes the amount of space that you need for the trucks, to mix the chemicals, get everything set up. So it's not just the well itself. And as of now, I've got some numbers that say the unconventional wells, that's really the fracking wells, that's called unconventional, in the entire United States is over 250,000.
Oh, my. So, now, I mean, you have not only Pennsylvania, but you have this in West Virginia, Ohio, Maryland, and Virginia.
And Texas, Oklahoma, Wyoming. You're seeing some of the shales just starting to be drilled in California now. In Colorado, the San Juan Basin area out there. Arkansas, they're drilling in Arkansas. In fact, Arkansas just put a moratorium on fracking because of the number of earthquakes that they were getting.
Right, and you mentioned these earthquakes before, but don't they also cause these big sinkholes that people are kind of wondering about?
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering about it myself. But, you know, we had sinkholes when the mining industry was here for coal, and apparently people are willing to, you know, oh, gee, we got a sinkhole, too bad. But we got money for the lease of our land. Except that some new studies have just come out that says of all the money being made off of the leases that people are leasing to the industry, that only 10% of the people are getting about 90% of the income. Meaning the large landowners are the ones that are benefiting, not the average person.
You know, right. And to heck with the average person that now has cancer, has if they light a match near their faucet, it's going to explode. That this is just a disaster.
And let's add the sand. We're taking sand from Minnesota because that's more of the pure sand. We're putting it into railroad cars, more and more train traffic. Now, the small railroads are getting a good bargain because they're filling up their cars faster. And they're coming into, let's say, Pennsylvania from Minnesota. Then they're unloading. Well, you think, well, sand can't be that bad, except that that OSHA has just issued an advisory that says this is considered to be hazardous, and that we're seeing that there are problems with silicosis and other problems from dealing with this particular sand. And we see people there without absolutely any kind of protection, just shoveling sand or picking it up and putting it away with shovels after it falls onto the earth from the train cars, and people working in the at the well pads, getting the sand into the pipes, into the wells. So now you got theoretically the pure water, you got all the carcinogens of the toxic soup going in, and you got the sand that the federal government now says can be a health hazard. And you are right, the mainstream media really is not covering it as well as it should. Now, that's...
Well, I don't think they're covering it at all. I think they're promoting it as something really good, as something that will benefit the people and will enable us to have cheaper products.
Yeah,
this is a big farce.
Yeah, we're saying is that this is cheaper gas, and it burns cleaner than coal, which is true. It's cheaper. That's true, too.
Yeah, but it kills everybody and destroys the environment. What the heck? You know, the only people I see that are really benefiting are the energy companies, the politicians, and the big landowners.
Oh, yeah. That's well put. In Pennsylvania, for instance, we've got a really bad budget crisis. A whole lot of states have budget problems, and this governor has figured out that he's going to really save money, so he cut the education budget by half 2 years ago, and he's cut back on public assistance and social welfare programs, which might be okay in some parts. I don't agree with him on that, except he just extended a $1.65 billion tax credit to Royal Dutch Shell. To build a plant in southwestern Pennsylvania. Now, that's $1.65 billion to a company that's not an American company. It's overseas owned.
So it's a multinational company, and of course the children in the state of Pennsylvania don't need education, right?
Oh, not really. I don't think so.
Yeah, just dumb them down so they'll accept whatever the government does to them.
Yeah, and in fact, what's happening now is that we have 14 state universities in Pennsylvania that are owned by the state, and two of the state universities now have programs to put people to educate people and put them into the industry, because that's what the governor wants.
Oh my!
More on that after the break.
We will. We'll talk about this after the break. Well, I do have a few emails that we need to talk about. Be right back in 3 minutes.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Our guest this first hour has been Dr. Walter M. Brosch. His websites are walterbrosch.com and walterbrosch.blogspot.com. We do have some comments from the chat room, and basically one of the chatters says, fast bucks for billionaires, slow death for everyone else. Another person said, they're salting the fields like the Romans did after they conquered their enemies. And then Candy sent an email saying, there is an underground fire still burning 50 years later in Centralia, Pennsylvania, from coal mining. While the problem is from coal mining and not fracking, it is still an example of a town and its population ruined with no solution in sight. I believe that fracking will lead to problems just like that. What do you think about that?
I agree. In fact, I live 20 miles from Centralia with the gold mine. And one of my best friends wrote two books about that problem. And that is correct, is that it was a failure of people and the government to deal with the issue at the time. And I think that's what we're seeing with the natural gas movement, the failure of government to actually deal with it, because we're finding that the Department of Environmental Resources in Pennsylvania, at least, is being run by a gentleman who, the best I could figure out, his most qualifications were the fact that his family donated $250,000 to the governor's campaign. I can't think of any other reason.
Right. And then you also have the Department of Energy, which does nothing to, it just allows, enables the oil companies, the gas companies to do whatever the heck they want. Joe sent an email. He said, how many of these energy companies are owned by foreign entities like central banks or China who could care less about the environment or the people?
Absolutely right. Most right now are owned by Texas and Oklahoma companies, but like I mentioned, Royal Dutch Shell is a multinational in not owned in the United States, and I know that China is starting to develop the industry for itself, and knowing how things work, I'm sure that they're going to have some companies over here.
Oh, exactly. Well, we've just about run out of time, but we certainly need to get you back. Let's schedule something for when your book comes out.
Oh, Max. Thank you. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, this comes from my publisher. She says that if any of your listeners would like to pre-order a copy, just to send an email, and they'll be put on a list and then notified when the book comes out, and they'll receive a 20% discount.
Okay.
And that is sales, S-A-L-E-S, sales at GreeleyandStone.com, G-R-E-E-L-E-Y and Stone.com. So if anybody writes that and says that they heard it on your show, they'll be put on a list, and if they order the book, they'll get a 20% discount.
Okay, super. Thank you for that information. We'll post that in the archives and on my radio schedule page. Well, thank you so much. You're just a wealth of information. Not information that we feel good about, but because it's very disturbing. I find this incredibly disturbing, of course. And Pennsylvania is a beautiful state, a lush forest, and it's beautiful. This is terrible. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Oh, thank you so very much for having me on your show.
All righty. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon.